Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Turn with me to John chapter 1, reading verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The scripture is saying to us that the law, that is the word of God, was given by Moses. God gave the law. But he's saying to us the truth of what was given by Moses came by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave understanding to what was given to Moses. And the title of our message is The Bible Truth. That the truth of the Bible came by Jesus Christ. That the Israelites did not know what was given to them by Moses. That God, having mercy on us, had appointed that his son, Jesus Christ, will be made flesh. He will come in human form and show us the truth. Show us that truth of God, that Bible truth. He did so, if we go to Luke chapter 4, if we read from verse 16 of Luke chapter 4, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found in the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Amen. Amen. He said to them that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him, upon the Son of God, to preach the truth to us. That's why God sent him, to heal the brokenhearted, to open the eyes of the blind. And when he's finished speaking to the people in the synagogue, the Bible says he took his seat and all eyes were fastened on him, and he told them the truth, that this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears, that the law was given to you by Moses. You don't know the truth of the Bible. Today, this day, that this truth is being preached to you. Which truth? The truth of the word. That he is that truth. That the word of God is that truth that God has been speaking of. And that this word that they have been reading generation upon generation in the synagogue, they didn't know what it was. So Jesus says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. Who is this Jesus? The same word of God that was made flesh. He came according to the appointment of God, that his word, which he gave to Moses, will be made flesh, will be born on earth. And that the purpose why he is born is that he will preach the word to us. Because no one knows him except himself. He said he is going to reveal himself to humanity. So he said. And that's why he's not saying that the Spirit of the Word is upon him to preach the Bible to us. to tell us that this word of God is to be believed, is to be received as the Son of the living God. So God determined that everything written of him must be fulfilled. And he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. That this is the purpose why God gave us the Bible, that we will believe in him. That as many as believe on him, he will give them eternal life. He will give them that life which he is. And that this is why he came, to give us understanding, to open our eyes to this wonderful Son of God, this amazing Son of God that is given to us freely, that he is the Son of the Spirit himself, that God gave birth to this word in the Bible, and that this word in the Bible is to be believed. And the people did not know that it is him that we are to look unto, that the word of God is the author and the finisher of our faith, as the scripture says, that we should look unto Jesus. But they didn't know whom Jesus is. Though he followed them in the wilderness 40 years, they didn't know whom Jesus is, who was the Son of God. And then God now sent him to the world to show us the way. When he was in the judgment seat of Pilate, and Pilate asked him, are you a king? See what he answered Pilate if we go to John chapter 18. Reading verse 36 to verse 38. Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou seest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Pilate said, what is truth? He didn't wait to hear from him. He would have told him that I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Who? That the word of God is the truth. That he was born for this purpose. He said to Pilate, I was born to show the word the truth. What truth? The Bible truth. That this word of God is the Son of the living God. So that's why he was born. To come and take away the sin of this world. What sin? The blindness. That we didn't know God anymore. Sin fell upon us through Adam. What is that sin? He said the wages of sin is death. What death? To be carnally minded is death. So we all died to God. We don't know whom God is. We cannot look to this perfect law of liberty. No one. He said, until this day, when Moses is read, when the law of God is read, there is a veil in their heart. There is a blindness in the heart of men. They cannot look unto this Bible. But yet God says we should look unto him. Jesus said, he that seeth me, seeth he that sent me. And so, but they did not know whom he was. They didn't know that it is this word of God in the Bible that they are to look unto. And he's saying to Pilate, this is the purpose why I was born. I was born to come and preach the Bible to everyone. And he says, everyone that is of him, of God, will hear my voice. He will know what I'm saying. But Pilate walked away. Pilate did not wait for him to explain to him when he asked him, what is truth? He would have told him the truth, that I am the truth. Who? The word. The word that do not wait long enough to know what he's saying. That's the problem today. He said, Pilate, walk away. That we keep walking away. We don't stay long enough. See what he says in John chapter 8. Reading from verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You hearing? He says that if you stay long enough, if you continue looking unto this perfect law of liberty, the veil will be taken away from your mind. Who is going to do it? The Spirit himself. And he says that he will change us. That's why he says, with an open face, beholding him as in a mirror, are changed from glory to glory. To who? To himself, to God whom we are looking at. That he says to those Jews that believed on him, because many Jews believed on him, but they didn't know whom he is. So he now told them the Bible truth, that if you continue in the Bible, then you are my disciples indeed. That I am the word of God. And then in the process of time, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But in verse 33, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we are never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. It says that the one that committed sin is of the devil. Who committed sin? Adam. Flesh and blood. So you have sinned. That's why it says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Come short of the knowledge of God. That we all have sinned. We are in condemnation. But John the Baptist says, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And this Jesus says that he came into this world for this purpose, to take away our sin completely. And that this is how it takes place. That when we look unto him, as God commanded that we should look unto him, then that sin will be taken away. We will know the truth. And then the truth which we have known will set us free. That we will know the truth of the Bible. That the truth of the Bible is that this is the express image of God. This is the true God. Whom we are looking at, we don't know. We see him, but we don't know whom he is. Why don't we know whom he is? He said there is a fellow that has blinded us. We are committed to sin. He says that sinner, that flesh and blood, we are only carnally minded. And so we cannot see the word of God as God. Though the Bible tells us that the word of God is God. And that this word of God given to Moses, the Israelites did not know. He said the truth of it came by the Son of God, by Jesus Christ himself. And that if we turn to him as God commanded us, that we should turn to his Son. And that the Son of God alone can set us free. For this Son of God is the express image of his person. That is, this is the true manifestation of God. As we have natural bodies, this is the body of God. The body of the invisible God is this Bible, given to us freely. And he says that if we continue on him, if Jesus says, if you eat me and drink me, you have the life of God. You have the understanding of God, he's saying to us. He said this is the reason why he came. He was born on earth. Who was born on earth? This word. And he says when he came to show us the way to God, that he is the door to God. By him, if anyone enter in, he shall be saved. Where are we supposed to enter? Enter him. Enter who? The word. He says, my word abide in you and you abide in me. That this word of God in the Bible is supposed to abide in us. As the Son of God. The genuine Son of God. He said if that happens, he will set you free. We become free from who? From the devil, from death. That's the reason why he came. See what John said further in 1 John chapter 3 in his epistles. Reading from verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law, For sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither knoweth know him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Wonderful. He said that whosoever committed sin is of the devil, and the devil sinned from the beginning. That one that committed sin, the flesh and blood, he says is of the devil. It's not of God. That's why Jesus says that except a man be born again, that we are to be born again by what means by the word of God that abided forever. We were born naturally. He said that fellow is a sinner. He is a blinder. He's the dead one. That death came through Adam. Or in Adam, everybody died. Died to God. We became carnally minded. We only think of flesh and blood. We don't have knowledge of God. He says that this is the reason why God sent Jesus Christ. He sent his word to give us the life of God, so that we are born to God. And then the Lord is saying to us, this is how we are born to God. That if we turn to him, turn to his word, he will give us his spirit. And that spirit is the seed that remains in you. And that seed is of God. What seed? Christ is that seed. He said he came to plant. The sower came to plant his word in each and every one of us. Who is that planter? Himself. That's what he's just saying. That this purpose he came. He was born for this reason. To plant his word in our heart. To plant himself in us. That this Bible is to be planted in us. You don't need heavy academic knowledge. Just the same way you can identify things on this earth. You know what a television is. You know what a mobile phone is. You know what a car is. So any human being can identify anything. It is that identification that he said he came to do. He came to identify himself to us so that we will know the true God. Every one of us, from the least to the greatest. The uneducated will know him. The educated will know him. The rich will know him. The poor will know him. Male will know him. Female will know him. He said in Christ there is no difference. No difference at all. Nobody is deprived of the knowledge of God. That the knowledge of God is this Bible he planted on earth through Moses. He planted himself, that when he spoke to the Israelites on Mount Sinai, after he finished speaking, he wrote every word he had on the stone tablets and gave it to Moses. He said, that word is me, God is saying. And they were supposed to continue. He said, anyone, as we just read, that abided in the word of God does not sin. But anyone who does not abide in the word, he's a sinner, he's a liar. That's what he's saying to us. That let no man deceive you, little children. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even the righteous Christ. That the word of God is the righteous one. He does not sin. He is the holy one. And that flesh and blood is the sinner. Belongs to the devil. Let nobody deceive you. What does he want us to do? He wants us to walk in Christ. That if you are in Christ, there's no condemnation anymore. Because the word of God is not condemned. He's holy. He is true. He is pure. And that's why Pilate said, I find no fault at all with him. No one yet I find fault with Christ. Nobody. Because the word of God is pure. Converting the soul. He said, if you keep looking unto him, he will convert you. He will change you. Change you to who? To the truth. You will not know the Bible truth, that it is this Bible that God is preaching to us. He's not preaching flesh and blood. He said flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Not one of them can enter. He said no liar, no one that maketh a lie can enter into the kingdom of God. And therefore, how can we enter? He says, I am the way. If you receive me, you will enter by me. Jesus says. What are we supposed to receive? To receive him. That's all. As we receive one another. As we have received many things in this world, he said, you must receive this Bible as the Son of God. This is your ticket, your passage into the kingdom of God. And that if you do so, he whom you have received will put you in him. That everyone that have believed on him, everyone that have received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. That is what he came to do. That you, if you know him, he said he has entered you. That you cannot know him. You can only know him by his spirit in you. That when the spirit of the Bible enters you, he will give you understanding of him, of this Bible. That this Bible is not ordinary book. It is the book of God. God has written himself in book. God is word. He now gave us himself, this word, whom he is in a book. And he said, this book is whom he came to preach. Jesus says, see Matthew chapter 5, reading from verse 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. The Son of God says, I didn't come into this world to remove the Bible. You know, today is 25th of December. Generally believed or practiced that Jesus was born on earth. That's a fact. The fact is there that it doesn't matter the day. People may argue about the day. That's not the issue. The issue is that he was born on this earth. He grew up in Nazareth. That's why it's called Jesus of Nazareth. That this word of God was made flesh according to the scriptures. He said he did not come to take away the Bible. He came purposely to show us the Bible truth. That is why he was born in flesh and blood. They said, think not I came to remove it. That anyone that would teach men so, he said, the same shall be called least in the kingdom of God. But anyone that do so, take to this word of God and teach others to take to it, that this is the Son of God. He said, the same shall be great in the kingdom of God. For this is the Bible truth, that God came to us to preach God to us. That this word of God is our God. Today, tomorrow, and forevermore. That it cannot be removed. That the Bible cannot be removed. That is why he came to preach him to us, so that we don't stumble at this word of God. He says, this word of God is the stone the builders have disallowed. But it is the chief cornerstone. And that many have stumbled at him, not knowing that it is this word that is the Son of the living God. It is this word that will rule this world forever. That God planted him by himself. He says, I am the true planting of God. That God planted this Bible by Moses. But the truth did not come by Moses. It came by the spirit of the Bible that came upon Mary, and he was formed in the woman's womb. And so that Jesus that was made flesh, the word, is saying that, think not I came to remove this Bible. I came to fulfill it. To fulfill the truth of it, because the world have not known what he is, whom the word of God is. And this truth came by the man Christ Jesus. See what Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 3, in verse 31. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. You know, people talk about faith. We are living in grace. You just need to believe God. So the apostle said, do we then void the word of God through faith in God? He said, no, that the very word of God is the substance of our faith. It is him we are to believe. That this word of God is the end of our faith. That faith is to be anchored on someone. And that person is this Bible. He said, yeah, we establish the word so that we can see whom we should believe. That we are to believe this word of God. How? That he is the Son of God. That the invisible Father, whom we have never seen, gave us this Bible. For he so loved us, he gave us his Son. And this Son of God came in human form. And he's speaking to us and said, believe me. God is not anywhere else, he's in me. This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. That the Spirit of God is upon me for this purpose. When Apostle Peter went to the house of Cornelius, the Gentile, in Acts chapter 10, reading from verse 34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and walketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Fantastic. What a good news. St. Peter is not telling Cornelius that the word, that Jesus that was born in Bethlehem is the word of God. He came preaching peace. He came to make peace. He said, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. That's no more quarrel. God came to show us God so that we can make peace with our God. And that this word of God, he is Lord of all. That he is the Lord of all God's creation, both in heaven and on earth. That he came to declare to us, we didn't know him, but he told us, he revealed himself to us. See what he said further in verse 37. That word I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, as he said, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me, that God truly anointed his Son. He went about doing good, that we are witnesses of the truth, Peter is saying. That we witness this word of God. John says that we handled the word of life. That this word we are reading the Bible was made flesh. And he went about doing good, that God has anointed his word to heal us and deliver us. As Psalm 107 verse 20 says, that he sent his word to heal us and to deliver us. That this is the healer. This is the deliverer. That once you turn to him, you are healed of the serpent bite. Once you turn to Christ, you are delivered forever. He said you can never be in bondage again. That's why he said if the Son will set you free, you are free indeed. Who is the condemner himself? Why is that condemnation? We turn away from him. When Adam turned away, rejected the word of God, condemnation fell upon him. He said, when we turn to this word of God, we are justified. There's no condemnation anymore. That means we have believed God. We have believed the truth of God. We have received the truth of God is what he's saying to us. And so he said that this is what he came to preach, that no jot, no tittle of this scripture shall fail, till all be fulfilled. What is the fulfillment of it? That the world shall know that God has highly exalted this Bible and gave him a name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every tongue should confess that he is the Lord. This word of God, this holy Bible, is the Lord to the glory of God the Father that gave him to us. That Jesus himself came to preach him. That this preaching began in Galilee by John. John was pointing people. He said, I'm not the one. I was sent to testify of him. I'm a voice crying in the wilderness. That he that is coming after me is greater than I, whose shoe latchet I cannot touch. But he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And that this one is Jesus Christ, the word that was made flesh, because he is God, the creator himself. And that's why John said, I cannot carry his shoes. And so when he was born, the angels praised him in Bethlehem. Who were they praising? They were praising God. Read your Bible. He said they were praising God because he is God. the only true God, and the very Jesus whom he sent. That God has given us the Bible. He says the truth of the Bible came by Jesus Christ. What a wonderful truth. God telling us that we should deal with this Jesus. What are we supposed to do with him? He said, receive him. That anyone that rejects my word has one that will judge him on the last day. The very word of God in the Bible shall judge. Because we have seen God and we didn't receive the God. That anyone that comes to this God must believe that he is God. And then he's a rewarder of everyone that diligently seek him. Jesus says, seek, you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. Ask, you shall receive. Receive who? Receive him. Receive this one. For he is the author and the finisher of our faith. There's not another one coming. That this word which he gave, he said, I didn't come to take it away. I came to authenticate it and give it a final seal of approval to all humanity. And he died to prove to us that this word of God is that God we are to believe. He said he didn't turn away. He testified to Pilate. I came to bear witness to it. You said I was born a king. Yes, I am. I'm the king. He told the high priest, I said, are you the son of God? He said, yes, I am. Who? I am that word of God. They don't know what he's saying. That I am the very word of God that you are searching every day. You don't come to me that you'll be saved. He said, you search the scriptures. In them you...
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.